This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Television actor Jussie Smollett has been released on bond after posting $100,000 bail for allegedly paying two men $3,500 to stage a racially motivated attack against him last month. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
Empire is filmed in Chicago. Assistant State's Attorney Risa Lanier says specific instructions were given to two brothers.
Defendant Smollett also included that he wanted Ola to place a rope around his neck, pour gasoline on him, and yell, "This is MAGA country."
Lanier says Smollett misled people into thinking the attackers were white.
This investigation shifted from a hate crime to disorderly conduct.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says Smollett was upset with his salary.
Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations?
Jussie Smollett's attorneys say the allegations are outrageous, inconsistent with his character. I'm Ed Donahue.
A federal judge has tightened a gag order against President Donald Trump's former political advisor Roger Stone. AP's Jackie Quinn has details.
Outside a Washington federal courthouse,
hey, Roger.
66-year-old Roger Stone, a longtime political operative, took the witness stand to try to explain why he posted a photo of District Judge Amy Berman Jackson with an image that appeared to be the crosshairs of a gun. He later said the image was really a logo. Regardless, the judge rejected his apology and said he would pose a danger to others unless she imposed a gag order, telling him not to discuss his criminal case with anyone. Stone is free on bond, charged with lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstructing a congressional investigation into possible coordination between Russia and the 2016 Trump campaign. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. A U.S. Coast Guard officer has been ordered held without bail on drug and gun charges, while prosecutors gather evidence to support more serious charges involving what they say is a domestic terror plot. Lieutenant Christopher Paul Hessen was arrested last week. Police found several weapons, steroids, and several thousand rounds of ammunition in his apartment. U.S. Attorney Robert Hur says, though, that Hessen remains innocent until proven guilty.
At this point, none of the charges that Mr. Hessen is facing have been proven beyond a reasonable doubt. And in our system of justice, of course, that means that Mr. Hessen is innocent right now of the charges that he is facing.
Federal prosecutors said Hessen compiled what appeared to be a computer spreadsheet hit list that included House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer, prominent political candidates, and media members. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said Thursday he would consider closing the country's border with Colombia and definitely shuttered the border with Brazil. Maduro made the announcement in a televised interview, that is, shortly after a caravan of Venezuelan opposition leaders led by National Assembly President Juan Guaido departed for the Venezuela-Colombia border to receive humanitarian aid for needy citizens. Maduro said that the aid is an attempt to overthrow his government. He said the goal of everything, military brothers, is a psychological war of attrition, of demoralization, to defeat, annul the will to work, the will of the Bolivarian armed force and the Venezuelan people to fight. That is the goal of psychological war. Guaido declared himself interim president in late January and is recognized by the United States and dozens of other countries as Venezuela's legitimate head of state. Pope Francis opened a landmark Vatican conference on sexual abuse of children by priests on Thursday. Reuters' Gracie Jerome reports.
It's a global scandal that's rocked the Catholic Church, and while his predecessors have been accused of failing to properly address it, Pope Francis says the church must take steps to protect its most vulnerable members.
We hear the cry of the little ones who ask for justice. The holy people of God look at us and expect from us not simple and obvious condemnations, but concrete and effective measures.
The Pope himself has said too much significance has been given to a meeting that cannot resolve decades of abuse in just 4 days. Regardless, it's seen as a key test of his leadership and could see the tide turn in the way the church handles abuse.
Gracie Jerome of Reuters. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.